keys for the Broncos to get a win today and go to Gillette next weekend?
All right, let's start with number one. You got to keep the Colts defense off balance. Now, their defensive coordinator, Greg Minuski, he's talked about how they're going to have to disguise their intentions pre-snap, but if the Broncos are able to make the Colts uncomfortable, they're going to have to be a little bit more direct with what they do before the snap, and that's going to play the Broncos' advantage. Number two, win the turnover battle. The one thing that the Colts struggle at is protecting the football. They're in the bottom four teams in the league in terms of giveaways. So if you're the Broncos, you want to be on point in terms of going in, trying to strip that football out. And if you're on the offense, you don't want to give away an advantage that you might get from the defense when they get takeaways from the Colts. And finally, limit Andrew Luck's options. I mentioned at the top of the show that he'll spread the ball around. He got the ball to running back Daniel Boom Heron 10 times last week, so he's not afraid to check it down, to take what's there and keep the drive going. What you want to do if you're the Broncos, start with Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr. on the outside. They've got to prevent Andrew Luck from having those T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief, and even Hakeem Nicks when he goes outside. They've got to prevent those guys from making plays upfield and allow the Broncos defense to narrow its focus, you know, down to the seam and then on in. And that's where Brandon Marshall, coming back from the foot sprain that he suffered against San Diego, is going to be crucial, because in order to contain Heron coming out of the backfield and catching passes, a lot of that's going to be on Brandon Marshall's ability to cover Heron, but also make sure that he's watching Andrew Luck to prevent him from getting plays on the run.
It's funny, we're talking a year ago about how injured the Broncos were and how many players went to IR. Talking right now this week, leading up to this game, Andrew, Phil, just about Brandon Marshall hoping he'd be able to come back. This defense is complete, and as I said before, healthy and rested. I'm going to add one more key. This is not hyperbole. Peyton Manning, and everyone said it this week at Dove Valley, as we were covering the team, they're getting ready for this game. This crowd needs to be loud. Get loud. This is why the Broncos fight and work all year, to earn this home game. It matters. It makes a difference. It makes an impact. And the Broncos will be counting on all of you to make that noise here this afternoon.